You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
The Zappi Group, a global diversified wood fiber company with operations in North America, Europe and South Africa, reported results today that do show a steady recovery in its operations from the ongoing challenges of this COVID-19 pandemic. Sales down 2%, profits down dramatically from $2 million US dollars to a loss of $23 million if you compare March 2020 to March 2021. But there's a lot of water between those two points. The thing in the market, though, was we're seeing the dissolving wood pulp prices are at all-time highs, and it looked like the market did expect a little bit more from this number, marking Zappi down just under 5% on the day. CEO Steve Binney joins us now. Steve, welcome. Firstly, what sort of demand recovery are you witnessing across your various product lines as we see the global economy start to recover from the worst of the pandemic?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. We have seen a significant recovery. If you think back to the kind of dark days of 12 months ago and the quarter, that initial hard lockdown, things were pretty terrible at that point in time. And now the demand for our products dropped by 50% at its worst. And since then, we've seen progressive improvement. And specifically, and you referred to it in your question, dissolving pulp has been a pretty strong rebound. And so much so that as various downstream customers have filled their pipelines, we've seen record prices come through. Now, you're right that there's been a little bit of a delay in realizing those prices, because that's how our contractual pricing works. It runs one quarter in arrear. So we are going to see lots of that benefit coming through in future quarters. Leaving dissolving pulp briefly, the other segments are packaging. During COVID, held up pretty good. It's predominantly services the food and the health sectors, and as you would imagine, during COVID, demand for that continued to be strong. And then on our graphic paper side, which is the high-end glossy paper, clearly, as businesses closed down and lockdowns occurred, once again, demand for those products was significantly impacted. However, we are seeing progressive improvements as we move forward.
Now, in your outlook statement, you do say you expect third quarter EBITDA to improve relative to the second quarter. Can you just elaborate on that? Are you likely to be down year on year?
No. Fortunately, the next quarter on an annual, comparing to last year, was when COVID was at its worst. So it's going to be a substantial improvement on last year. It's a progressive improvement. If you look at each quarter since June of last year, each time our earnings has jumped and increased. And we expect that to continue, primarily driven by the higher dissolving pulp prices that I referred to. What we are finding, and you know a lot of our business is in export markets, Europe is a little bit slower than the rest of the world. And Europe's COVID and third wave and the harsh lockdowns that they've had associated with that has slowed progress in that region. But the rest of the Asia and in the US, things have increased much faster.
Steve, are you finding that the stronger rand, which we're all welcoming because it generally means that the macro is improving, the stronger rand and things like 15% increases in the Eskom electricity price, those kinds of South African specific factors are denting our competitiveness?
Well, certainly for us, as you know, we are predominantly an export business. Nearly all the production that we make in South Africa gets exported, and with a stronger rand, we it pushes up our relative costs and squeezes our margins. So, although we're overall very positive about the future quarters, the stronger rand does offset some of that benefit.
And we know graphic paper markets in particular are in structural decline. Magazine as a format and print is battling to keep up with digital, and it remains well below the long-term pre-COVID-19 trend levels. How much capacity do you expect to take out of the market on an annual basis to match supply to the market's falling demand?
Yeah, it's a good question. in Europe, and that's where most of our graphic volumes or capacity lies, we're finding on a normal basis the demand is declining by about 5% a year. COVID obviously changed the impact over the last year, and there looks like there's been a once-off impact. And in fact, we actually closed the machine in Germany at the end of last year. Going forward, we would expect the 5% declines to continue, and that approximates. That's about 200,000 to 300,000 tons a year.
Right, so approximately 200,000 to 300,000 tons a year capacity that you're expecting to take out of the market. Not much to say in this announcement on costs. I think, you know, CapEx guidance, $400 million, in line with the last few years. OpEx, pretty much flat year on year. Finance costs up 33%. Obviously, you've had to take on a bit more debt in response to the COVID pandemic, and you've waived covenants until December this year. My question is, what might happen if there are further resurgences of the pandemic and cash flows come under pressure in the rest of the calendar? Would you be able to get covenant waivers extended under that scenario?
Fortunately, what we've been able to do is negotiate a new set of covenants to take us beyond that waiver period. And we've negotiated significant headroom. And if we look at the profitability, which we expect to increase, as I say, in the next couple of quarters, we're very comfortable with where the covenants are. And I would expect debt to come down quite rapidly as the business continues to recover. Obviously, COVID is a risk, but there is a lot of tailwinds in the US and in our global dissolving pulp markets as global economies are opening up, and in fact we're actually pretty bullish about the next 12 months.
You just have to see what's happening in lumber markets in the US as well. If you carting a trailer full of lumber, you're more likely a billion than a millionaire. Just joking. That's Steve Binney, CEO of Sappi, reporting back on second quarter results with the market slightly underwhelmed, but just slightly. The share is still up well over 100% over a 12-month period and just coming off around 8% off those 12-month highs, and looks like still more upside for the structural drivers of the business to lie ahead.